I got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address. Just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so real for everyone to do everything. You are invited for all for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, you are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. a parachute, saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17. 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen, except for in my dreams.
With an amber halo, black hair and the devil. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Funny that the part I'd forget was my own name. Anyway, the last song that played there was one called Interstate 8 by Modest Mouse, as it appears on Building Nothing Out of Something. Before that, Twin Falls, and then an instrumental version, or maybe the only version. Anyway, the song's Some, combined with Twin Falls. It's by Built to Spill, as it appeared in a session that they did on the radio station VRPO back in 1995. And then the first song of the hour was You Are Invited by the Dismemberment Plan, off of their album Emergency and I, which is a big favorite of mine, but I feel like I haven't played it too much on the show, that album entirely. I think it was one of the albums that I was listening to when I first decided to start a radio show, and one that I thought of a lot back then, this sort of play on words, past tense, being about these really tense and nervous, anxious songs that I was listening to at the time. So yeah, kind of a cool one for me to look back on. And I always used to mistake one of the lyrics for being like, grabbed an axe in the kitchen rather than grabbed his ex in the kitchen. And I imagine the whole story being more American Psycho-like than whatever oddity it really is. Anyway, I got more stuff coming up. Stuff from bands I've never played on the show before, so that's kind of exciting. Anyway, the next one coming up is by Kevin Hulbig Jr.
¶¶ embarrassing, but I'm damn sure down to guess. 19 hours in the waiting room, white knuckling the bench, and if I ever sleep again, I guess I'll start over and make some new friends. And if I ever think again, I guess I'll start over.
pavement. A faint smell of diesel fumes. Lights blinding. A cashier stares a hole. Just a coffee. You don't have change to leave a tip. You walk back outside and then you take a sip.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song there was one called Winter / Genyo by Sorry Snowman off of their album Say When. Before that, Turnkey 1 by P, as it appears on their Garbox Sessions number 2, which also appeared under another name, as I found out, noticing all the files were the same as another download I had from them off of their Bandcamp. Which is a little disappointing. I thought there was, like, an extra album out there, but no. Anyway, before that, Kick Rocks by Backseat Dragon off of their album Kick Rocks. And then First of the Four was The Cold From Outside Is Seeping In by Kevin Heelbig Jr. off of their album Summer Is Over, which is sort of the theme of the show tonight. I wanted to play a lot of music from, I guess, like previous summers and sort of capture this feeling. I was even recently reflecting on, a particular thought that I had. I guess it must have been in June, walking home from my office, thinking about the bands P and Women and how they could make up my summer again, and now the summer is kind of gone. So it was weird to reflect on how much time had passed since then and how it did end up passing, especially after I've had like a spate of interviews that I performed and played on this show. The summer was of a different character this time, and now it's kind of nice to sit down and make a real playlist for the first time, not just like inserting songs around interviews. And it's kind of nice, but it's also strange to reflect on this as like a time of year. This is sort of like a changing over for me season, still being a student of some kind. There's a weird juvenile element to it as well, I guess. But, Anyway, fun stuff to reflect on. Sorry Snowman, as well as Backseat Dragon, are from Ottawa. They're really great. But anyway, more's coming up.